All right, I hear the candy table hollering out for candy in the back. So if you need a little dessert after your food, candy is in the back. $2 for one item, $5 for three items. If you want pizza, please be quiet as you go over because we have our next presentation of What Does It Mean to Be a Member of the National Federation of the Blind, presented by Kevin Worley, Manager of Project Literacy for National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, and our wonderful national representative, as well as Denise Avant, co-chair of our National Membership Committee and first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. All right.
I think, there we go. So let me just share a few things with you. For the past 2 years, I have served as co-chair of our National Scholarship, Membership Committee with Tariq Williams, and our support coordinator is Danielle McCann. One of the things that we have sought to do with the membership committee as a continuing of what Jeannie Massey did is to make sure that our members understand that membership in the National Federation of the Blind really does mean something. Kevin is a member of the membership committee, and he helps us with all of our efforts. For the few years now in Illinois, we've been getting several new people to our affiliate and to the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. So I just want to briefly give you a history of our organization. We were formed in 1940, in November of 1940. We are headed into our 83rd year, of course. And we are a membership organization. That means that once you as a member come to your chapter and pay your dues, you are able to democratically elect all of your leaders at the chapter level, which is local, at the affiliate level, and at the national level. We are also an organization where, as you heard with our pledge, we have policies and programs of the Federation. Our policies are based on the resolutions that we pass at our national convention and at our state convention. Now, I don't know about you, every time I tell somebody that I am going to a convention, they want to say, oh, have a great conference. We're not a conference, we're a convention, because we are voting on our leaders that will lead us, and we are also voting on the policies that our president and our leaders will follow from convention to convention as it concerns blind people in America. We were formed because before us, blind people were not receiving what was needed. We were not treated equally. We did not have opportunity. We did not have security. And so in these 83 years, it is this organization that has fought to make sure that blind people can live the lives they want and be treated equally, have security, and have opportunity in our nation. The other thing about our organization, and Kevin can talk more about this, is that we are an organization, when you become a member, yes, you have the right to elect the leaders, but we are also a community of members and friends who believe in the full capacity of blind people to live in society as do our sighted peers. We're the only organization that truly believes that and that really supports that. And for that reason, we have many, many programs across the Federation that support our members and that provide us with information and the ideas that we need to go forth with our lives. So I'm going to turn it over to Kevin for a few minutes to talk about some of the things that we do. Of course, I will say that here at the convention, one of the things you see in effect, some of the new people, certainly the state scholarship finalists, you have mentors. There's plenty of mentoring in the National Federation of the Blind. And also, even if you are a new member, if this is your first convention, Debbie Stein has assigned you a mentor so you can get to know us. So I'm going to turn it over to Kevin.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. It's an inside joke, y'all. And, you know, because we're a family, you know, we do have these inside jokes. I'm trying to figure out how I can make this. Oh, we're okay. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm always happy. By the way, hi, everyone. It's Kevin Worley from Colorado. Nice to see y'all, be with you all, observe you all, hear you all. Yeah, thank you very much. And I tease Denise anytime I get a chance to tease Denise, only because it's so fun to tease Denise. She's so right. We really, I think, first and foremost, some people say it's a family. I look at it as a community. And that's what the National Federation of the Blind has been for me for, I don't know, 40 years now. I'm an old time guy. I've been around a long time. And taking advantage of who we are and what we have. I was sitting there listening to this Braille's beautiful presentation. Weren't they great? They were absolutely great. Yeah, fabulous stuff. I know I should have seen the Disney movie, probably should have read the Hans Christian Andersen book. I have no idea about The Little Mermaid, except it struck me that she almost made a deal with the devil because she almost gave up her voice. See, the National Federation of the Blind is the voice of the organized blind. We would never want to give up our voice. We are first and foremost a civil rights organization. First and foremost, when people try to deny a blind Uber.
To the city council, you heard that we ask that you be an active participant in the National Federation of the Blind. It doesn't mean that you have to be a lawyer. It doesn't mean that you have to be a teacher. You can be an ordinary citizen. Martin Luther King once said that you don't have to be great to be a volunteer. And in a sense, what he was saying is that whatever talent you have, from making phone calls to running a door prize table, to doing registration, info table, or being Madam President over here and just running everything, you are an active participant in the National Federation of the Blind. And quite frankly, the more of us that band together and participate, the workload is actually becomes less. So we do ask people to be active participants in our organization. And really, when I think about it, and when I think about how blind people are viewed in society, ours is the only organization that will actually seek you out. Everybody else wants you to sit over here, don't say this, we'll do this for you. We are the National Federation of, and the emphasis is on the word of. We will talk more about philosophy with Patty and myself tomorrow. And I know many of the veterans know this, but the new people, we just want to make sure that you understand why we proceed as we do. Because once upon a time, I didn't know. Once upon a time, I didn't understand. So Kevin and I are here, and this convention is designed to get you to understand. One of the other things that I want to share, and Kevin can go into this more, but we have three major presidents in, now four, in the National Federation of the Blind. Jacobus Tenbrook, who was one of our founders. Kenneth Jernigan, who I believe our president, Dr. Maurer, called the greatest developer of programs for the blind ever to live. Dr. Mark Maurer himself, and of course, our current president, Mark Riccobono. I will tell you also that we are structured such that our national office, and it is ours, not they or them, but it is our national office, is headquartered in Baltimore. We have 52 affiliates, which include the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, and then, of course, all of our chapters and divisions across the country. I do want to make note of this. On October 12th was the 25th anniversary of Dr. Kenneth Jernigan's death. And so a special vigil was held at the graveside on this past, Yesterday, yeah, Thursday. I have to remember what day this is, sorry. So I'm gonna let Kevin talk maybe a little bit more about Dr. Jernigan, because as you know, he was around way back then.
Thank you again, Dennis. Let me ask you this. I know there are at least three that I can think of, four, five actually. Okay, so how many in this room knew Dr. Kenneth Jernigan? Ooh, nice. Okay. That's great. I'm done here. I tell you, so we're not any organization like any outfit, and you go, wow, that guy. It's that guy. You know, my first convention in 1983, I first met Dr. Kenneth Jernigan. It's been a long time, and then I kind of made a couple of friends, and the next thing I know, I was going to a little party. Next thing you know, we're selling candy bars, I think it was, on the street. Well, I didn't want to sell candy bars on the street, but my buddies were doing it, and it seemed like a fun thing to do. And it really was, because I met a girl. And I thought, well, let's sell more candy next week. I mean, the Federation can become a place where you fit, whatever works for you. You know, we have Association of Blind People in Communities of Faith. We have Muslim groups. We have Black leaders groups. There's a place for everyone in this organization. So why am I a member of the National Federation of the Blind? Because it is a movement of people in great diversity, and we love each other. Now, we don't always like each other. You know, there are times, I remember saying to Dr. Maurer, I said, oh man, I'm so upset with this and that. And he said, you know, Kevin, we're a people's movement. And I said, yeah, I know. He said, you know the trouble with a people's movement, don't you? And I said, what? He said, it has people in it. So, you know, sometimes it gets that's okay. Denise and I aren't always gonna agree on everything, but ultimately I'm gonna do what she tells me to do, you know? Those of you, especially our young folks or our new folks in here, hang out for a while and find a person that you enjoy. And next thing you know, you'll be going to Washington seminars, you'll be going to national conventions, you'll be joining us when, I don't think we've had a good picket in a while. We haven't picketed anything in a while. Some of you know, have we?
Yes, we have.
What did we picket lately?
We picketed for voter rights legislation in the state of Illinois. Yes. Yes.
Wow. See, sometimes we picket, but you know, they got to really make us mad. We don't usually picket.
They did make us mad.
They made us mad, so we had to picket. That's just what we do. So I think you're finding that there's a real depth and breadth in this organization. You look around this room, there's races and religions and political views, and there are young people and me, and you know, veterans and rookies. And I think one of the fun things to do is help build the Federation. And we need that in Illinois. We need it in Colorado. We need it everywhere. You go downstate Illinois, for example, we know there are blind people down there that need what we offer. So finding them, inspiring them, bringing them to us, holding them close, benefiting from their ideas. We have to build the National Federation of the Blind to do the important work that we started doing in 1940. And we will. We'll keep at it until we don't need to do it anymore, which who knows when that's going to be. Denise, you're next.
Okay. So when you became, at least since 2019, when you became a new member and We filled out the new member form and sent it off to our national office. You begin to receive a series of letters from two from President Riccobono, one a welcoming and one a closing, and then other letters from some of our other leaders, Pam Allen, who is our first vice president, Denise Brown, who's a chapter president in the greater Philadelphia area, and some others. And so those letters, along with the coin you received, showed that you were a member of our organization. The letters had information about what we do, who we are, and gave you an idea of the organization that you had just joined. But as it also encouraged you to reach out to your fellow chapter members and ask any questions that you would have, because we want you to know about the National Federation of the Blind, the organization that you have joined. And so I will now, with maybe the for the next 2 or 3 minutes, see if there are any questions that someone may have about being a member in the National Federation of the Blind. Any questions? All right, well, Madam President, there seemingly are no questions. I don't know. Kathy Randall has a whoop.
All right, I'm coming off mics.
She's a new member.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a new life.
All right, there you go. She wants to know where she can get the new member form.
Right, I need a new member form. You guys have had to put up with me since 1982. Thank you very much. I love, this is my Federation home. And I wanted to say that I was just thinking back to about Washington Seminar. I've had the privilege of going 6 times, loved it. And it's wonderful to walk around Congress and to hear those canes tapping all over Capitol Hill. It just makes the I don't know. I just get all excited and thrilled and love it. So just want to share that. I joined in 82, love the Federation. It's my home, away from home. I love it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Is there another question? I heard something in the back.
Jamal?
Jamal, I heard a female voice as well.
Was that Jamal? Okay. Oh, okay, go ahead.
We'll do Debbie first.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear you, Debbie.
All right, I got a mic.
So do we get a gold ring for every 10 years we've been here or something?
You get a free white cane for every 6 months.
And a slate and stylus if you need one too.
I've been a member of this organization. It'll be 32 years on November 9th. And I am going to say this. When I first was interested in this organization, I thought I'd just get an interview with then President Steve Benson for a class paper while I was in community college, and then do the paper and move on. Well, I came to a chapter meeting. I liked what I heard, and a gentleman who was the chapter treasurer at the time, I forgot the fellow's name, but I walked up to him, I go, hey, buddy, how much does it cost to join? He goes, $2. I go, really? I go, you got yourself a member, and, you know, almost 32 years later, I'm still here, and I don't expect to leave anytime soon. And I've enjoyed my time in helping this organization, meeting people nationally and on in the state and in the Chicago chapter. There's been a couple ups and downs I've had, but I'm still here and I will be here as long as God keeps me on earth.
All right, Jamal. Any other questions about being a member? What does it mean to be a member of the National Federation of the Blind? Leslie.
Where are you at?
Hammer. All my Facebook friends are here.
It's the only friends he has.
Oh, okay. It's gonna be that kind of week, isn't it?
first heard about the NFB in 1993, 94, when I was applying for scholarships. And I thought, you know, these people are kind of extremist.
No, really?
But I wasn't ready. And then in 1999, I went to my first national convention and came home with, well, they're nice, but they're a bunch of crazy people. What's this deal with having to be independent and, you know, do it all yourself? It's too much, man. So I moved on again. And then when I became pregnant with my son, who's now 13, I realized that, you know, parenting isn't something where you can just reinvent the wheel. You can't accidentally give your baby the wrong dose of medication and oops, sorry. You know, it doesn't work that way. I realized that, you know, I needed to get some advice from blind people who've been there and live it day by day. So I joined the blind parenting listserv, and when my son was born, I got all kinds of tips and advice, which helped me along the way. And then I got involved with the at-large chapter, became president, and went to my first state convention in 2011. And after that convention, I was hooked. I took home a big pile of Braille literature to read and went to my second national convention in 2012. And well, the rest is history. I guess y'all aren't so crazy after all.
All right. Thank you, Leslie. And
if it weren't for the NFB, I would not be the person I am today. So thank you.
And by the way, for those of you who are fairly new, a lot of you heard Leslie talk about taking home a pile of Braille literature, and you can still get that literature from the Independence Market by calling our national office or emailing independencemarket@nfb.org. Or you can go online to nfb.org and go under the publications link, and you will find lots of banquet speeches, both in audio as well as in electronic format, major speeches by our leaders. So you will be able to get to know a lot about us, our philosophy over these last 83 years, and you can read at your leisure. So I know that we are running out of time, and I will turn to Madam President and ask her if there's anything that she would like either myself or Kevin to cover in this portion of the Rooted in Philosophy theme about membership that we have not.
No, I think you all have covered it, as well as many of the members in here have covered what it is to be a member and why we are still members. That's the thing. We're still here. We thought it was extreme when we came. We thought it was a little wacky. We thought, okay, they don't put me in a corner like those other people. Maybe I like it here. So I think you all have covered it, and there's more of this to come throughout tomorrow, of what it means to be a member of the National Federation of the Blind, what the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind is. As Denise and Kevin mentioned, if this is your first convention, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And there will be plenty of opportunities for you to talk to people who have been here longer than you, who have two conventions, five conventions, 20 conventions, 40 conventions under their belt. And we are happy to share our stories, our journeys within the National Federation of the Blind.